Yesterday we were looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 15 in that very first verse. In that first verse, Paul is saying, and I want to read this to you from the Amplified Bible, because in the King James and the New King James, Paul says, "Moreover, brothers, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached to you." But I love the way that it reads in the Amplified Bible. "And now, let me remind you, since it seems to have escaped you, brethren, of the gospel, the glad tidings of salvation, which I proclaim to you, which you welcomed and accepted, upon which your faith now rests." So Paul is saying, let me remind you. Let me take this opportunity to remind you, because it appears that you have forgotten about that which I've already told you, about the good news, the gospel, the glad tidings of salvation. Paul is reminding those who are hearing this letter, or reading this letter, or hearing the letter read, and he's also reminding you and I today that we need to be reminded. We need to remember, because sometimes it does escape. It does escape our remembrance, our remembrances. Sometimes it does escape us that there is the promises of Jesus Christ. There is the glad tidings of salvation, everything that comes with salvation. All of those promises, the good news of Jesus Christ, we need to be reminded of those things, because in this life, as we go through life, it's easy to see things that are contrary to the Word of God and contrary to the good news. And it's easy to start believing those things. And Paul says, let me remind you, because it seems to have escaped you, there is the good news, there's the promises, there's the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. We also saw that Peter said essentially the same thing. Peter said that as I will remind you of these things, referencing the promises of Jesus Christ, referencing the good news, all that is associated with the gospel. And Jesus said, you know, I will remind you of these things. It's good for me to remind you of these things as long as, and it's good for us to be reminded of these things, as long as we live in the tents of these bodies. So as long as we're living in this flesh, as long as we live in this world, it is good for us to be reminded of the promises of Jesus Christ. It's good for us to be reminded of the Word and what the Word tells us. This is why it's so imperative that we set aside time every day to be in the Word, to hear His truth. This is why it's so imperative for us to make sure, because we're surrounded by things that tell us everything that is opposed to the Word. You're going to be surrounded today by things that are contrary to the Word of God. And so it's important that we have established that foundation to start our day on the Word of God and His promises, and to remember those things of God as we go through our lives. So both Paul and Peter tell us of the importance of reminding ourselves, because in this life, it will escape us, reminding ourselves of the good news, of the promises, of the glad tidings, of every good thing that is promised to us in Jesus Christ. Now, with that in mind, I want to look ahead to the book of Colossians. And as I read these verses, I want us to remember exactly what Paul and exactly what Peter said to us. It's good for us to be reminded of these things. Well, there's things here that we can be reminded of and are good for us to be reminded of here in the book of Colossians. This is Colossians chapter 2. And I want to start reading from verse number 5. So Colossians 2, verse 5. "For though I'm absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in spirit." Now, this is, again, Paul speaking, and this is in his letter to the Colossians. "Yet I'm with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As you therefore have received Jesus Christ the Lord, so walk in him." Now, again, remember, both Paul and Peter have told us of the importance of reminding ourselves, of putting into remembrance, of putting into our thoughts on a daily basis the good news, the glad tidings, the promises of Jesus Christ. "So as you therefore have received Jesus Christ the Lord, so walk in him, rooted, built up in him, established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it, and with thanksgiving." So now we add to the fact that both Paul and Peter have told us of the importance of being reminded of the good news, reminding ourselves, not letting the truth and the good news, the glad tidings, the promises of Jesus Christ escape us. Now, in addition to that, we are to walk into that truth of Jesus Christ. We're to walk through our lives in that. And we're to be rooted in the things of Jesus Christ, rooted in Him and in His Word, built up in Him, established in the faith, as you've been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. So what Paul is saying, as you look at these two different letters he's put to us, 1 Corinthians and now Colossians, what Paul is saying is, Make sure that you are remembering the promises of the Word, and you are refreshing the promises. You're refreshing the good news. You are assuring yourself of all the good things. When things in life tell you something contrary to the promises of God, you need to remind yourself of the promises. Remind yourself. By reading the Word of God, you're reminding yourself of His love, of His faithfulness, of His promises. And you're reminding yourself of your own responsibility to stir the faith within you. You're reminding yourself of your own responsibility to lay hold of those things and to live a life, as we lay hold of His promises, to live a life that glorifies Jesus. Because Jesus is glorified when His Word is exemplified and manifested in our lives. And here's why Paul is saying to us that we're to be rooted and built up in Him, established in the faith. How do we do that? By remembering the glad tidings, the good news of Jesus Christ, the promises. By spending time in Him and in His Word, that gives us that root, that solid foundation, and it builds us up and it establishes us. So many times in this life, it's easy for us to just get knocked down. As the winds blow, we get knocked down by the winds and the seasons of change that come in our lives. We live in a fallen world and bad things are going to come. If you got a bad report or something happened that really shook you in the last 24, 48 hours or sometime this week, it's easy for us to get knocked over by that which is contrary or that which we're not prepared for or that comes as a shock to us or that puts us in a state of fear, in a condition of doubt and fear. We're easily knocked over by the winds of those threats and by the winds of fear and by the winds of the things that the enemy brings into our life. But again, this is why Paul said that we're to be rooted. If we are rooted in Jesus Christ, if we're reminding ourselves every day and spending time in the Word every day, we are rooted in Jesus Christ. Then we have those roots. And so when those winds come, we're going to be on a solid foundation. And we won't get knocked down, but we'll stand against it. And the more that we remind ourselves on an ongoing basis, on a daily basis, the more we root ourselves in the Word of God, the more we're built up. In other words, the higher we get, the stronger we get, the more powerful we are. You know, if you plant any kind of like an acorn or some kind of a, you know, something from a tree, you plant a little bit. Let me give you an example. My wife and I, every fall or every spring, we buy a bunch of seedlings. We usually get evergreens because we're continually trying to grow evergreens and then replant them in our yard. So we'll get from the Arbor Society, we get these little seedlings, and they're usually less than a foot tall. It's just one single branch, small, one single branch, straight up. There's no branches coming off it, one solitary branch. And we'll stick that in the ground and plant it. You know, anytime in those first, like, 3 months all through that summer, I could go out there, I could grab that, and I could easily, with very minimal effort, I could grab a hold of that and pull that right out of the ground because the roots are so small and they haven't had time to go deep. And even the ones that have had time to go deep, they're still pretty small. But now, give it a few years, there's a certain place that we will plant these seedlings and we kind of have it in a protected area, you know, so the deer and the things can't get it. And we'll let those trees grow up until they're about 2 feet, maybe 2.5 feet, sometimes even 3 feet. And then once they're that size, then we'll dig them up because they're strong, they're healthy, and those roots are strong. And we'll move them to the location on a property where we want to have those pine trees. Now, when it gets to the point where those trees are well before they're 3 feet tall, well before they're 2 feet tall, those roots have had a chance to go deep and to get big. And you couldn't pull those things out of the ground for anything, not by your hand. You had to dig those things out to get them out. Now imagine a tree that is well-rooted and has been in a place. We've got one tree on our property that it was massive when we got there 17 years ago. It's decades and decades old. If I tried to put my arms around the trunk, I couldn't even go halfway around the circumference of the trunk. I mean, that's just how huge this tree is. A branch fell off of this tree a number of years ago, and the branch itself that fell was wider and thicker than most of the trees on our property. This is a huge tree. It's right on this stream that goes through our property, and along the stream bed, you can see some of the roots that are from that tree just along the banks of the creek. You can see those roots, and they're massive, huge, and they're long. They go for many, many yards. They go out in all directions. There would be no way you could easily, you could knock that thing down. You'd have to cut it down and then burn out the trunk and the roots, because you could not, there's no other way you could remove it. That is a tree that is built up. And this is the point that Paul is making to us, and Peter as well. They're letting us know of the importance of remembering the Word of God and being in the Word of God. Remember the Word of God. Because it's so easy for the promises and the assurances of the Word to escape us. And Paul, knowing that it's easy for that to escape us, reminds us. And says, he's letting us know that we need to continually be reminded. Peter says the same things. Then Paul in Colossians tells us about those things and says, be rooted up, built up in him. As we let those roots, the more time that I spend in the Word of God, the deeper those roots are going and the stronger I am. So when the winds of life come and try to blow me down with surprises or with bad news or with shocking things that would otherwise cause fear, I might react. You know, the branches might sway a little bit, but boy, that tree is not moving. There can be a big wind that comes through our property and those branches are going to move. But I guarantee you this, the trunk of that tree, especially down by the roots, that is not budging at all because it's rooted and it's built up and it is established. And this is what Paul is telling us to do. Be rooted, built up in him, established in the faith as you've been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. He goes on to say, beware lest anybody cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. This, again, falls right in line with exactly what Paul is talking about in his first letter to the Corinthians in chapter 15. Here in Colossians 2:8, he says, beware lest anybody cheat you. Listen, there's an enemy of your soul who wants to cheat you out of the promises of Jesus Christ. There is an enemy of your soul who wants to cheat you so that you don't walk in all the good things. He wants to cheat you so that you are defeated and that you are discouraged and downcast. Be aware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit. There's a lot of people in the world today that will tell you the Bible is just a good book. There's a lot of people that will tell you you can't believe all the promises of the Word of God. There's a lot of people that will tell you things to refute the Word of God and the promises of Jesus Christ and to discredit them. And they will give you the world's philosophy. They'll give you their philosophy. They'll give you their experience. They'll give you all the traditions of men and all the wisdom of men according to the basic principles of the Word. In other words, they're not basing their thoughts, their principles, their wisdom. It's not based upon the Word, but it is based upon the basic principles of the world. And the things of the world are always contrary to Jesus Christ and to His Word. And that is, again, why Paul and Peter both remind us and both say to us, as long as we live in these bodies, we need to be reminded of the good news of Jesus Christ, of the glad tidings, of all the promises that come to us through salvation. Paul goes on in verse number 9 to say, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Who's that in? It's in Jesus Christ. And then in verse number 10, and you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. Jesus has the victories in all things. Jesus is the head. He is the fullness of all of the Godhead, of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And you are complete in him. You are complete in Jesus, who is the head over every principality and power. Paul says, and Peter reinforces this, remember the Word, remember the promises of the Word, and you become strong and rooted in it.